This is Ted Kennedy. If President Bush keeps an open mind, he'll support, not oppose, the Civil Rights Act of 1990. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, you right-wingers are falsely shouting quotas in your cynical scheme to kill the Civil Rights Act of 1990 and block its anti-discrimination provisions. If we were writing on a blank slate, your argument might have some credibility. But all we're doing is restoring the anti-bias law to what it was for 18 years before the Supreme Court undermined it in 1989. We know what happened in those 18 years, Al. There's not a shred of credible evidence that the law forced any employer in America to adopt quotas. What it did was stop employers from discriminating and help millions of workers win their battle against race and sex discrimination on the job. Quotas, schmotas, Al. Quotas are not the issue. Job discrimination is the issue. If the president cares about civil rights, he'll support this legislation.
Ted, you're like an old phonograph record on this one. Stop ignoring facts in favor of racist-tinged rhetoric. Your civil rights bill is a quota bill, pure and simple. Ted, as it now stands, your bill says that an employer can be sued if the racial makeup of his workforce does not match the statistical ethnic breakdown that exists in the surrounding community population. That alone is going to force every company in the country to place quotas on themselves for fear of suits. With the threat of paying unlimited damages and having to pick up the attorney's fees of any disgruntled employee who wants to sue, every boss in America is going to be in shock, and then ignore the best qualified candidate for the job in favor of the job applicant who helps to meet the quota, to keep the company from being sued and the doors of the business open. Ted, you've tried to pass an awful lot of welfare bills in your time, but never one that helps attorneys more than the poor guy on the street. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on a disturbing move that could help third world countries build nuclear weapons. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.